North Philadelphia sees a lot of gun violence, and residents there are trying to stem it by making the area cleaner and greener. Now those community members are asking the next Philadelphia mayor to get behind the work. WHYY's Sammy Kayola reports as part of the Every Voice, Every Vote project.
Pastor Carl Day and about a dozen men are pouring soil into flower pots across from Dobbins Technical High School. A neighbor drives by and asks what's happening.
We create new flower pots and solar lights, and we provide them to some of the residents that told us that they wanted one, so we're building them up.
This is Area 32. It's a new group tackling blight in the 19132 zip code. They have $3 million in state funding to do it over the next 3 years.
We have a model, we have a plan, and we can show that we can replicate this in other areas. If the state trusts it, you know, certainly the city should be able to trust in a bill from it.
Multiple University of Pennsylvania studies have found that cleaning up trash, transforming vacant lots, and repairing dilapidated buildings is linked to a drop in gun crime. Democratic mayoral candidate Sherelle Parker says she's read those studies. She wants to increase police presence and have officers report abandoned vehicles and illegal dumping.
The police officers engaged in community policing, serving as ambassadors or city service navigators, is going to require a holistic approach.
Republican candidate David O says the same thing, but he also wants to cut down on misspending in city government.
So someone has to come in and basically get rid of the $1,000 that we're wasting and use $100 to fix the pothole.
Another nonprofit group called the 57 Plus Blocks Coalition is calling for $100 million for non-law enforcement solutions to blight. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.
This story is part of Every Voice, Every Vote, a collaborative project of the Lenfest Institute for Journalism, with lead support provided by the William Penn Foundation. Learn more at everyvoice-everyvote.org.